bike.
Have you put the bag in the bike?
Yes.
What are those apples? You helping Mummy put the shopping away?
Lily? This? Apples?
Apples?
Oh, this.
It's a big red one, isn't it?
Red one. Yes. Yeah. Not apples.
Not apples?
Yes.
How many apples are there?
Two
there, but is there another one in the bag?
Yes.
That makes three apples.
Three apples.
Hold on. Well, you can have one of those for your lunch, can't you, if you like one? Would you like one?
Love this. Sweet linen. Linen?
Yes. Oh, be careful, darling. Be careful, Papa, please. Where have you been this morning?
Blue buses.
You've seen lots of buses. We've just been into Didsbury, haven't we?
Yes.
We've been shopping in Didsbury. No, don't bite into all the apples, Thomas. You've already bitten into one. No, but we need to wash it and peel it first. We've been to music class, haven't we?
Yes.
Don't bite my hand.
Yes, bite.
And what happened at the end of music class? Mummy dropped the drink of juice, didn't she? And the lid fell off. Everything went everywhere. Yeah. Oh, is that what happened?
Yes.
So now we've got to tidy up the bag, haven't we? Because it's quite messy. You can see it spilt. It went absolutely everywhere, didn't it?
Yes.
It went all over Mummy's coat and your coat.
Yes.
Oh, what a mess.
What a mess.
Dear.
Oh.
And what did we buy in the shops? No, we've got to wait till we wash and peel it, Thomas.
Two
tins of food for Birdie.
One. Two. Almonds.
Who's it for, Birdie?
For two.
There's food.
And the food.
But I don't think we've got juice on too many things. Right, thank you. What are those?
Two Smarties.
Two packets of Smarties. Where have you found those? Where have you found them? Thomas?
In the shops.
At the shops?
Yes.
So we bought some apples, we bought some food for Purdy. Mummy chose a new lipstick, didn't she?
Yeah.
And I think that was it. We didn't buy an awful lot, did we?
No.
And I think we'll throw this bag away because it's got some juice on it.
Two
Smarties, oh dear, you dropped them. And then what happened when we came home? We saw the postman emptying the box, didn't we? That's right, he shut the door on the letterbox, on the postbox, didn't he? And locked it up with his keys, and then he climbed up the steps into his van and put all the post into a bag. And we watched him do it, and he said, I can't stop any longer. I've got to go home and see the black and white cat, didn't he? He was being silly. Was he pretending he was Postman Pat? Was he being silly?
Yes.
We sang Postman Pat this morning, didn't we?
Pa, hi, hello.
Is that the other thing you did? Hi, hello.
Yes.
I've just realised we bought some kitchen roll as well, didn't we? Some paper. So let's just come and have a nappy change and let's sort out some lunch.
Oh, get lunch.
Yes?
No.
Lewis, I think we need to, don't we, really? I think we need to, Thomas. I'm sure you need changing. Is that what you said? I couldn't hear you. Oh, hang on there. So after lunch, are we going to go to the park?
Yeah.
We're going to meet Joe and go to the park.
Smoothies.
That's the little bag that Mummy keeps everything like your talcum powder and baby lotion and cotton wool in.
Yes.
So that when we go out, if we need to change you or wash you, we know we've always got something with us. And when we come back this afternoon, Grandma and Grandad will be coming. And you're going to stay with them tonight.
Sure.
On your own. Mummy and Daddy are going out.
Yeah.
So you're going to go and stay at Grandma and Grandad's house.
For the day. Splash your water.
That's right, you're going to the seaside. Last time we were there, you splashed in the water. Yes, you had your wellies on, didn't you?
Oh, Mimi.
Yes.
Blue. Yes. Water.
The water went inside your Wellingtons, didn't it? Are you looking at the pattern on the kitchen roll?
Do.
Have any legs, please?
1, 2, 3.
What can you see? Sailing boats. Sailing ships.
A fish.
Is Brian cutting the grass outside?
No, see.
You can't see? I can't see him, but I can hear the lawnmower. Can you hear it?
Yes.
What noise?
Window.
What, darling?
A rainbow. A rainbow.
A rainbow?
No.
Oh, so what's she saying?
No.
What's she telling me?
No rainbow.
No rainbow?
No.
I wonder what suddenly made you think you could see a rainbow.
Yeah.
Well, there isn't a rainbow there, is there? No.
Mama. And then rain.
Did you say lawnmower? You did, didn't you? You said lawnmower. You can say it better than me because Mummy's having a good job to talk.
Mama doing?
What's the lawnmower doing? Well, Brian's pushing the lawnmower, isn't he? And he's cutting the grass. You know, like you have your hair cut at the barbers with scissors, and you're making the noise of the lawnmower. You have your hair cut at the barbers, don't you, with scissors, snip, snip?
Yeah.
Well, Brian is cutting the grass with a lawnmower instead of using scissors. But it's the same thing. He's going snip, 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 snip.
Snip, 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 none of the others.
Yes. Yes, you had your hair cut when we were staying with Grandma and Grandad, didn't you? At Grandad's barbers. Did Grandad have his hair cut at the same time?
Yes.
And was Grandad a brave boy like you? Was Grandad very brave at the barber's? Was he a good boy and sat in his chair?
No, yay. No.
He didn't cry, no cry. Oh, I'm glad Grandad didn't cry, because you didn't cry, did you?
No.
You were a big brave boy. It would have been funny if you'd been a big brave boy and Grandad had started crying.
Bang the chairs.
Bang your chairs?
Bang and bang.
What chairs?
Bang the bang.
Are you going to sing Postman Pat again for me?
Not yet. Shut up! I beat up. Big up!
Yes, he climbed into his van, didn't he? He had to climb up a big step. But you sang Postman Pat this morning at music group.
Oh, shut the door! Big bang!
Yes. Did you do some marching this morning?
Yep. Down!
That's right, he kept saying stop and go. When he said go, he could march. And when he said stop, we had to stand still, didn't we?
But yes.
Okay. And did we do some running around and some dancing?
Yes. Two. Yes.
And then at the end we had to lie very quietly and listen to some music, didn't we?
Yes.
It was nice. Oh,
this one.
This one. We had to lie down like you're lying down now.
Yeah,
it's only a little bit of talc and powder on the changing mat. I think we can wipe that up without too many problems.
Linda's hair.
Linda's hair, yes. Oh, are you kissing my hair? Right, would you like to please put your feet back through your dungarees? These are nice blue, white and green stripy dungarees, aren't they?
Yes. Blue. Dark. Blue. White.
Green, blue and white. Stripes.
Yay!
Stripy dungarees.
Dark. Baby, no! Stripes. No, baby, no.
No baby, no.
A baby, no, but lives. What's your chair outside?
Your chair outside? Do you want him to sit outside for lunch in the sun?
No, brush the trees.
No, brush the trees.
No, brush the trees. How about outside?
Yes, if you brush the trees or pull any heads off flowers, you have to come back inside.
I'll see you, Marty.
I tell you what, why don't we stay inside for lunch? Because after
lunch...
It's
raining.
No, it's not raining, it's sun shining, but Mummy's one or two things to do. Mummy and Daddy are going to a party tonight.
Oh!
Yes, she went to a party, yes, no. Mummy and Daddy are going to one tonight, and I want to check that Daddy's shirt is pressed and that Mummy's suit is pressed. So why do you want to
for lunch? Oh, yes! I done.
So really, while you're eating your lunch, Mummy could be doing
white.
That, couldn't she? Blue and white, are you describing your outfit again? And your shoes are nice and polished, aren't they?
White.
Blue hat and white. Hat's green, isn't it? Why don't you say green? Green. Blue, green and white stripes.
Stripes.
Blue, green and white stripes.
Oh, Mum.
What's Brian doing outside?
Bush.
Is he bush? Is he brushing?
Run
around. Would you like to put your foot in the shoe, please, Thomas? That's a good boy. Actually, the sun's gone in, Thomas, so it's a good job we didn't decide to eat outside.
No.
What would you like for lunch?
A few Smarties.
Some Smarties?
Yes.
How about something like some baked beans on toast? Beans and toast. It's preferable to Smarties.
No brain. No brain.
Talking to Brian through the window. Have you been on a bus this morning?
Yes.
That's right. You were sitting in the pushchair when we tried to get on the bus. The man pressed a button, and we heard a noise that went shh, and the floor of the bus came down, didn't it, so that we could wheel the pushchair off.
Yes.
Well, it was a nice morning for walking home, but we'd already walked. And we walked round the shops, and Mummy thought we were running out of time, really. When we saw the bus, I thought it was going to be much quicker to come back on the bus than it would have been to walk home. But it's a good job, because we saw the postman, we would have missed him. Well, shall I put the... Oh, you enjoyed playing with that yesterday when Dimitri was here, didn't you?
Yes.
You played with your post box most of the afternoon, didn't you? And now it's even more exciting that you've seen a real postman coming up to your letterbox.
Yes.
Can you tell Mummy what you're posting? What's Thomas posting? Yes, that looks like a magazine, doesn't it? I can hear Curly crying. I'm just going to let her out. That's lovely, being nice and gentle. That really is a good boy. Say goodbye to her because she wants to go out.
Bye-bye, Bow.
Take care, Purdy.
Hi, Purdy.
Bye, Purdy, take care.
Yes.
Have a nice afternoon in the garden.
In the morning.
See you in the morning.
Yes.
I don't think she'll be out all that long, Thomas. I would imagine she'll be back. Is that a little more there? Do they make a rattly sound? That's right, it's that music group.
Smarties.
Two Smarties. Two tubes of Smarties. They're all sealed up though, Tommy. Aren't they? Yes. Thank you. I'm very sorry, excuse me. Mummy's blowing her nose, isn't she? Making a lot of noise. Is a lot of noise. Where's Birdie now?
Yay! No!
She's underneath the swing, isn't she? Oh, now she's underneath the slide.
Outside!
Is she outside?
I bet the bush and mind the trees.
Yeah, she better mind the trees. If you see Birdie pulling many heads off flowers, or pulling leaves off trees, you'll tell Mummy, won't you?
Yeah.
We'll have words with her.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't do that, would you?
Me. Yes.
It's only naughty people who pull heads off flowers, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that because you're a good boy.
Boy. Nice.
You're a nice boy. And what's the nice boy called who lives in this house?
Thomas.
Thomas? Oh, right.
Brian.
Brian? Oh, Brian's outside. But the good boy who lives inside the house is called Thomas. You got that yesterday at Bethany's house, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, you're pretending to cry because during Pass the Parcel yesterday, Bethany couldn't understand that she couldn't keep the parcel and she had to keep passing it round. I think that was because it's her birthday.
Yeah.
Yes, all day long she's been getting presents, hasn't she? She lay down a crying. What did you do? Did you go and give her a kiss?
Yes.
You did, didn't you? Now, I think she'd been given a lot of presents during the day. She couldn't understand why somebody gave her a parcel and wouldn't let her keep hold of it and wanted her to pass it around. And she got very upset, but you went up to her and gave her a big hug, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
And did you get a little chocolate bar?
Oh, yes. A blue one.
A blue one, yes. When the music stopped, it was your turn to open a layer of the parcel, wasn't it? And you got some chocolate and it was in a blue wrapper, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. I did it in there.
That's right, you ate it.
Yes.
You ate it last night. You shared it with Daddy, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were a good boy not wanting it before, though.
Yes.
And was it yummy? Is it yummy?
Yes.
Yummy, yummy.
Yes. Oh. Yummy. A change.
Change?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just putting some new nappies into the nappy bag. Nappy bag, so that when we go out, if we need to change you, we've got some things to do it with. And also, if you're going to Grandma and Granddad's, we'd better leave the bag well stocked up because they're going to have to change you, aren't they? You're going to be a good boy while you're away, aren't you, Thomas? You're going to pick a boy for Mummy?
Yes, in the bush trees.
No, bush the trees at Grandma's. absolutely promise me you're going to be a good boy.
No, it's you. One of food.
Are you lifting one of Purdy's tins of food? One of food.
Chocolates.
Yeah. And when you're taking these things off the worktop, what are you doing with them? Putting them on the ironing board?
Oh dear,
have you dropped the two packets of Smarties?
Oh dear. Baby food,
that's Purdy food. Not really baby food, is it? It's Purdy food.
Well,
you mustn't cut Purdy's hair. Purdy doesn't want her hair cutting, does she?
No.
I don't think she would like that very much, Thomas. Would you like to brush your hair? There's the brush.
Yes, the brush.
There we are. I think we've got everything in your bag. We've got your little waterproof coat and hat. And the reins if you need to do any walking. And your sun hat and sun lotion. And spare nappies. Spare vest, spare socks. Brush. And wipes. And then at the bottom of the bag we've got some special juice for if you've got a headache or you're not feeling very well. We've got some help. Which I very much hope you don't need while you're away.
The boxes.
Oh no, there will be sunglasses. Could I have them back, please? Oh, there'll be sunglasses.
Okay.
Just put them on once and then Mummy needs them back and then you can tell me what Ryan's doing outside.
Up Ryan!
Yeah. Put them on. Don't bend the arms, that's right. Oh, you do look a smart boy. They're very big, aren't they? Those glasses.
Up Ryan!
Then Mummy's. Yes, that's right. You need to take those glasses off to see, don't you? Right, let's put them back in the box now.
Back in the box.
Back in the box. Bye-bye, sunglasses.
He wants ball food.
Into the back of the train, have you?
Beba, beba.
Beba, beba.
Come on.
Mummy needs to get the washing out of the washing machine. And see if there's anything in there.
No, no.
It needs drying very quickly before you go to the club one. So I don't think there is. I think everything we need to take is clean.
What do you want, Maggie?
Mummy's ear hurts, isn't it? Poor Mummy's ear. Oh look, there's a button on the floor. I wonder what that's come off. I think it must have fallen off Mummy's dress because it's coloured like a peach. It's peach coloured. And that's the colour of Mummy's dress. Peach coloured.
Peach coloured.
Peach coloured. Got some more washing to do later, haven't we? More washing? Stuck. Let me just lift this over here. Yes. I think we've got an awful lot of things in the room, really, Thomas. Possibly too many things to start playing with a bicycle inside. Yesterday as well.
Got Smarties.
Where have the Smarties gone? Oh, there's one shoe. In amongst my washing. I don't know what it's doing there. Would you like cheese sandwiches?
Yes.
And some ordinary cheese and some apple and crisps for lunch?
Yes,
please. You're terribly boring. Well, you're not boring. It's me boring, giving you the same thing. You're playing the mouth organ there?
Yes.
You enjoy that, don't you? It makes you laugh. Does it make you giggle? You want me to do it? There we go. Sit in your chair, Thomas.
Chair.
Come and sit in your new chair, please.
But
can you sit in there and I'll see what we can
one
do with this?
Smarties. One Smarties.
One Smarties.
No.
It's here.
Oh, that much.
You sit in your chair, please, and I'll wash your hands.
Wash them.
And then we can start thinking about having some lunch, can't we?
Big
steps, that's right. You're like the postman having to climb up into his van. You're having to climb up into your high chair, aren't you? It's a good boy, there we are. It's probably nice to be on your blue bin.
Shining,
it's got a picture of the sun on it, and what else? It's a butterfly. It says butterfly flutters by. Do you know why it flutters? flaps its wings. It goes flutter, 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 flutter.
Don't.
You've got to try and keep that tongue for it nice and clean, haven't you? For going out later.
Too smarty.
Too smarty. Yes, they're only the tubes that you're holding, aren't they? They're not actually smarties.
Mine is smarty.
Just wash your hands, please.
Mine is wash. Mine is smarty.
Come on, Tony, let's wash your hands and then you can have lunch. Well, you can't eat without having your hands wiped, can you? Do you not want to wash your hands? Oh, Thomas, stop being silly. Well, those are pretend legs in the beaker, aren't they? Thomas, stop being silly. Come on. Listen, you have your hands washed and you can eat. You said you wanted cheese sandwiches and cheese and crisps and apple. Now you know that you can't eat without having your hands wiped. And you always have your hands washed before you eat, don't you? I'm going to give you some crisps.
Yes.
With your lunch. Would you like those instead?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What did he say? Yes, they'll do you good.
I should do that.
Well, you threw the tray on the floor when you were having a bit of a dicky do a few minutes ago. So I'll let you have it back, but don't do it again. That's silly, isn't it? What do you want to do? Load your crisps up into the back of the tray?
Chop chops and the tea.
I've not filled your crisps with you now. Blue ones.
Blue ones, please.
There you are.
Yeah.
Especially for you is a treat, blue crisps. I'll eat some crisps, Thomas, first. Would you like some coleslaw with your cheese?
Yes.
You like coleslaw, don't you?
One at a time, Daddy.
One at a time, Daddy? Why are you saying one at a time, Daddy? I can't think that Daddy would have said anything about one at a time when you're eating coleslaw. Oh, perhaps when Daddy came back from the supermarket with a coleslaw, did you help him carry it to the fridge? All right, and perhaps he said one at a time, carry one thing at a time.
I shut it up!
Shut the door. Here are some cheese and some coleslaw and some crisps. And would you like some bread? Some nice fresh bread, Thomas.
Oh, Marcia!
Pardon?
What's this?
It's coleslaw. Well, there's some nice crusty bread that was baked this morning. It's lovely and fresh. Would you like a drink of juice?
Yes, please.
Good boy. Some juice.
What's this?
What is it? That's a piece of carrot from the coleslaw. Does it taste good?
Yes.
It's coleslaw and cabbage. And mayonnaise. Well, you really enjoy it, don't you?
No, yet.
Pardon?
No.
You'd like some more coleslaw? There you are. There's some more there, look, by your cheese. Enjoy that, don't you? You can have an apple when you finish that. We ran out of apples yesterday because you had two at breakfast. Two at breakfast yesterday, so we didn't have any at all this morning.
Oh dear.
So we went into the shop in Didsbury today, didn't we? And did we choose three more? Three red apples. Little bits of cabbage hanging off the end of your chin. Shall I wipe it for you?
Yes.
Mummy will have some coleslaw as well. Green bag, yes. Mummy's crisps are in a green bag. Yours are in a blue packet, weren't they?
Yes.
Can you reach the table? Are you close enough? Oh, dear dear. It's been a busy morning.
Wash it. Wash it.
Wash it?
Yes.
Would you like your hand and your face wiped?
I'll wash this one.
What's this one? It's mayonnaise on your chin and your hand. Does that feel better? Let me just wipe your hand. Would you like both hands wiping? Yes? There we are.
There you are.
There you are.
Laboon!
You don't want the spoon?
No.
How are you going to eat the coleslaw if you don't have the spoon? It's a bit too messy to eat with your fingers, isn't it?
Yeah.
The sun's still shining, isn't it, outside? Went dull before, but it's nice and bright now. Being very quiet while you're eating, aren't you? Are you enjoying it? Or you're shaking your head? You're shaking your head instead of saying yes, are you?
More
spoon. You like to use a spoon. Look, there's coleslaw here. It's buried underneath the cheese. And some more there. What's the matter? You're pulling your face. Is that a bit sharp?
Yes.
You don't like it? Was it just that piece? Well, you're putting some more in because it can't be too bad. You look like you could do with a sleep, actually, Thomas.
Yes.
You got up very, very early this morning, didn't you?
Yes.
And you came into Mummy and Daddy's bed, and I thought you were going to go to sleep, but you didn't.
No.
When we were coming home after music class and going round the shops, you looked very tired. Do you remember the lady in the chemist talking to you?
What was that?
Yeah, she bumped your head, didn't you, in the chemist? That's true. I've forgotten what you bumped it on now. It wasn't a bad bump, was it?
Maybe.
But she said, oh dear, you've bumped your head. And she said she thought you looked very tired.
Bye.
Is that what you said to her when you came out of the shop? What about the bus driver? He waved to you, didn't he? When we got off the bus. That's the bus that we take when we go swimming.
What's this one?
This one, that's right. It's the swimming bus, Mummy calls it. It's a red bus, wasn't it? That's right. The driver lowered the floor and it made a noise. You saw Isabel this morning. Because
it's turning dark. Blum,
blum, blum. What, darling?
A shining brum.
Oh, shining the car?
Yay.
Oh, right. Well, we saw Isabel this morning at the music room because she goes to the cloths before you, doesn't she? So as we were arriving, she was coming home. But yesterday, when we went to Bethany's party, Isabel's mummy, Sonia, gave us a lift in her car, so you were sharing the car with Isabel, weren't you?
Ah.
Oh, you're putting your arms round and kissing, pretending it's Isabel. You she sat together in the car, didn't you? So you were sharing the brum-brum, is that what you were telling me?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And what colour is Isabel's mummy's car? Is it red?
Yes.
You're a gorgeous boy, Thomas. Does that mean you know you are? You're just sitting looking at me with those beautiful big eyes.
Mummy, juice. No juice.
You don't want the train?
No juice.
No juice. Okay, I'll pop it over there. Are you enjoying the crisps? You've not had crisps for a long time, have you? When Mummy's finished her lunch, she's going to ring Jo and see what time she wants to meet up this afternoon before we go to the park. Would you like to see Jo?
Yes, we do.
Yes, you do. Yes, I do.
So, Daddy?
Yes, I do, please. What's Jo's little girl called?
Becky.
Becky, it's short for Rebecca.
No.
You've had enough? You don't want the rest of the cheese?
No.
Or the crisps? Okay. Shall we just give your hands a little wipe? And what about an apple?
Yes.
And two Smarties. Well, we'll try the apple first, shall we, and see if you're full after that. I think you've already had a little bite out of one of the apples we bought this morning.
No, a pearl white.
A pearl white. It was a beautiful big red apple. And you thought, oh, that looks nice.
But yeah.
Well, we've got to wash it first, Thomas, and peel it, haven't we? What's that? You shouldn't really have peel, and it's not too bad having peel, but we certainly got to wash it. Oh dear. Oh dearie me, Thomas. Yes, you've got that juice in your beaker, haven't you? Anyway, would you like to eat a little bit of apple peel while I...
The big one.
The big one, all right, the big apple.
Yay.
Just the apple.
Wash it.
I've washed it.
Yes.
I've washed it, but so I'm peeling it now.
Peeling
it with a potato peeler. But then we've got to cut it up, haven't we, to take those pips out of the middle.
Here you are.
What are you humming to me now? Why are you saying, here you are? Is that what I usually say when I've done something like this? I've cut up the apple. Now, listen, we've got to cut the pips out.
The big one.
I know you think I've spoiled it by cutting it out, didn't you?
The big one.
Oh, don't get upset. It'll taste just as nice.
The big one.
Where's the big one? This is the big one. It's just it doesn't look the same when it's been cut in half. No, Thomas, you can't eat them like that.
Big one.
It is the big one. It's just been cut into small pieces. You can't manage to eat a big apple. Come on, let's try those tears and eat the apple. Well, I think really you're just a bit too tired, aren't you? Oh, Thomas, now you've thrown it all on the floor. Now that's a naughty boy.
A big one.
That was silly, banging your head on the table before you moved your train set. You smacked your head on top of a train. Come on, let's give you a
kiss.
No, Thomas. We always cut apples out. We've always cut apples out. Would you like me to reach one of the pieces you throw on the floor? Yes? There we are. Oh, Thomas, that's silly. Banging your head, you're doing it like somebody. Exactly, Thomas. Oh dear.